And joining us now, the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. And Coach, first of all, hope you and your family had a great Christmas.
Yeah, it was terrific. We got a chance to spend a few hours, you know. It seems like holidays and football this time of year, they collide. But yeah. I do think it's important that we spend the time to get together and really express how thankful we are for things.
And a different kind of week because you're getting ready for this last game with some key people injured, and you're probably going to be putting some people perhaps in position to, for instance, at quarterback, make a first start of his career, Thad Lewis. How does that affect how you're going to prepare for the Steelers?
Well, it's important that it's kind of the next man up, you know, depending on how things go this week. You know, we could have some new faces in there, and that's okay. I mean, I trust all the guys we have on our roster. Our guys that have had to step in thus far have done a good job, and it's just more new faces in there. We'll get an opportunity to see what they can do.
When you the loss itself to Denver, of course, was something in its own right that wasn't pleasant, but I thought it just got, I think it made it worse to now see that you had injuries to Brandon Weeden and to Trent Richardson, just to not get them, put them in a position where they could see the full season and play it out. I'm sure for you as a coach and the evaluation part of it had to be discouraging.
Well, just opposite of that, frankly. I mean, I think you never want your players to get hurt. And fortunately, right now, it looks as though that those injuries will not be long-lasting. You know, it's going to take a little time for them to come back from the shoulder and the ankle, and they'll be fine. But what I like is that you get an opportunity here to see other guys play, and I think that's important too. So, again, I don't ever want to see our guys get hurt. And they could get hurt on the first play of the game, just like the last, if that's the case. And so, you know, it's you know, it's just kind of what happens.
What's the challenge for like a Thad Lewis if he ends up having to play to come into a first-time opportunity and against a defense like Pittsburgh's?
Well, that's the key. I mean, they're an outstanding defense. I think there was 15 rushes for 16 yards the other day, and they had 6 sacks against the Bengals. So that, you know, they're an outstanding defense. We knew that the first time we played them, you know, and we found a way to score enough points to win. You know, we had a great effort on our side of the ball on defense as well. So the challenge for Thad is to stay within himself. The challenge for Thad, if he starts, is to make sure he just goes through his progressions, executes the offense, throw it to the open guy. You know, and I think that'll be the challenge. And don't try to do too much. And I think in the games that we've won, the games we've finished, we've taken care of the football, and we've gotten good quarterback play. And if he's the guy in there, I expect he'll do a good job.
What do you like best about him?
Well, I think Thad has a live arm. I think he's kind of got a little bit of a gamer mentality. You know, he finds a way to make plays. And he's also athletic, and he'll use his feet. And I think those are all attributes that will make him at least have a chance to be successful.
And despite being the third guy all year, the guy behind Brandon Weeden and Colt McCoy, he's the one going to all the meetings too. He's got to be just as into it as they are, right? I mean, that whole couple of snaps away or whatever it is in his case, potentially, his mind has to be engaged. And do you see that in him, a guy who's always fully preparing himself?
Yeah, they all know they're one injury from being in there. And even though he was on the practice squad, he's in all the meetings. And, you know, he functions just like anybody that was on the 53-man roster. So, no, he's been preparing himself each week. And, you know, there's a good chance he'll have an opportunity this week.
Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's talk about Trent Richardson in the running game. And as you said, the fortunate thing with both Trent and Brandon is that the injuries aren't serious ones, but ones that they can have time now to heal into the offseason. But your running game in general, Montario Hardesty, Chris Obanaya, you've got some guys who can step in and do a credible job.
Yeah, and then we have Brandon Jackson as well. So, you know, if Trent doesn't go, then, of course, Montario will slide up. We'll put Brandon Jackson in there. And then Chris, you know, Obi will kind of fill his role as kind of a third down player at times. So,
right.
and they'll all be involved on special teams, and we'll get what I expect will be good snaps for them on offense.
Your secondary was hurting, to say the least, going into the Denver game. It got hurt even more in that Denver game, and now you have Osama Young being added to the IR list. So as you kind of look at what you need to do, I know it's the next man up theory, but Coach, I know you haven't had any position whose depth has been challenged more than secondary, and now it's Ben Roethlisberger, after Peyton Manning, another great quarterback.
Yeah, I mean we've faced a lot of great quarterbacks this year, and this week is no different. You know, Peyton was he played outstanding last week, and we know what he is and what he's been his whole career. And then the same can be said about Ben Roethlisberger. You know, I think he's a guy that when he is in the pocket, anytime he's on the field, he has a chance to make a big play. And a big play could be the difference in this game. The last few times that we played the Steelers, they've been tight games. If you remember last year, at the end of the season, we were throwing a Hail Mary for the victory.
Right.
And so a big play in a game like that can be the difference. And, you know, he does a good job of extending things. He does a good job of finding receivers when plays are broken. And I think we got to make sure we do a good job of playing good team defense.
How do you look at the way the Steelers come into this thing, which for them is kind of rare? They're out of the postseason as well, and you're facing them in the same boat. How does that, you think, affect the complexion of the game? I know we talk about the great rivalry, but you guys are in the same spot too.
Well, I think, you know, both teams, we're two of the 20 teams that won't be in the playoffs, and so we both have locker rooms full of prideful guys that want to finish the year on a good note. And so what's important is that we prepare the right way. That gives you the best chance to have success on Sunday. And then go out there and play good, clean, hard football. Take care of the football. Make a difference on special teams. And then, you know, try to eliminate them scoring points.
And the other part of this is your defensive line and the whole idea that facing Ben Roethlisberger also means you talk about him extending plays, trying to get pressure on him. You had struggles getting any kind of pressure really on Peyton Manning. For Roethlisberger, is containment about as important as anything else? Because it seems like he makes his biggest plays when he goes to one side of the field or the other.
Yeah, I think, you know, we do. We've got to be able to rush him. You never really want any quarterback to break contain. Because once he's on the perimeter, then it's tough on the coverage as well because everything changes. But no, you got to get pressure on you. You always got to get pressure on the guys to get, up in his face. And then, of course, you never really want a quarterback to scramble the pocket. So, yeah, I mean, it's important. You like to be able to sack him and get him on the ground.
Right.
And that tends to be the hard thing with Ben because he's such a big guy, a big, strong guy. So, now we'll do what we got to do to try to get pressure on him. And if we do, that's our best chance to try to disrupt what he does.
And no matter what, Coach, trying to end this season on the most positive note possible is the goal. You go into every game thinking that, wanting to win, but I would think under the circumstances you just want to make sure that you'd like to end this season on a positive note.
No question. We play every game to win, and this is no different.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, great.
He is Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, joining us as he always does each week here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.